House Committee on Revenue for June 26, 2015 will come to order. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 3561. Let's hear about the Dash 4 amendment, if we could, and then I think Representative McLean is here.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3561, you see there's a Dash 4 amendment in OLIS, and what it does is modify the definition of resident for purposes of personal income taxation to exclude certain members of the armed forces. And the criteria for being considered a non-resident in the Dash 4 is that the person has an out-of-state address on the Defense Finance and Accounting Service address, and that would be sort of the paycheck of the military. And it directs the Department of Revenue to make refunds without interest. So the new revenue impact on the Dash 4 amendments is negative $2.62 million in 15-17, and then it would level out to $810,000 in 2017-18 and $860,000 in 19-21. The reason for this larger impact in 15-17 is that it is retroactive to 2010, so people would be able to go back that far. Also, the measure is found to have a minimal fiscal impact.
Great. Representative McLean, do you want to be heard? And is there anyone else who wants to be heard today on this bill? Please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the revenue impact is down. The irony is that it's still too high from the standpoint of what actually is the impact, because it presupposes that there are out-of-state members of the military who were serving in Oregon who nevertheless, even though they weren't residents, filed and paid Oregon taxes. And of course, if you can find that unicorn, I invite you to find it. But they just simply do the math and then times it back, assuming it's the same amount every year. It's just not. Reality is it's much lower. The amount per year going forward is probably accurate as far as the biennial amounts. So that part, I think, is accurate. But as you can see, we're not talking about a lot of people. But the testimony before you was clear. This will hurt the ability of the 173rd Fighter Wing and the 142nd Fighter Wing to recruit and retain quality F-15 pilots, maintenance crews, ops crews. Oregon receives enormous benefit from having two Air Guard bases, and the main F-15 defense force for Homeland Security for the West Coast airspace located in Portland. And the training for American and NATO pilots on F-15 fighter frame for mid and advanced training is in Klamath Falls. Given that, and given the fact that we are one of the only states to actually tax out-of-state military members' income tax, this is a very reasonable ask, and it's time to move the bill.
Thank you. Any questions for the representative? Representative, please.
I just want to make a statement.
Please.
This one of these bases is in my district, and we have some of the highest unemployment. We have the highest child and spousal abuse rates in the state of Oregon. We have the largest number of disabled and regular veterans in our area. Over half of our community is served by the federal government in transfer payments because we are so poor. And this is about $100 million impact to an area of the state that if this goes away, and it will if we cannot get this money to bring the people in to teach our pilots, it will just come back onto the system. And we're always talking about, well, it's for the greater good of everything. Well, this is for the greater good of the state. If we don't have this, we're looking at not only Klamath, but an area up in Portland also that we're not going to have this influence of hundreds of millions of dollars every year because the basis will just go away. So, I mean, I think it's extremely important that we find this small amount of money to make sure that our people are able to come and maintain this basis.
Thank you. I'm assuming the first two items are not connected, except geographically.
What do you mean?
The location of the base and the second item that you indicated was a spousal abuse problem.
No, I'm saying that the – no, no, that you're correct. They're not related. I'm saying we have severe social problems from lack of income, and if this goes away, we are going to have about $100 million lack of income more.
It will be worse.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the comment.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to suggest otherwise. Yeah,
other comments, questions? I would like LRO to go back and look at the issues that Representative McLean has asked, has raised, to see if that modifies the revenue estimate at all. And I would like personally work with Ways and Means to see if we can figure out a way to find the money to manage this.
Mr. Chair,
the argument you've made is quite compelling. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, we're voting today in Ways and Means. I serve on the Ways and Means Committee. We're voting today to spend $3.3 million to figure out a new way to register sex offenders. We certainly can find this amount of money to protect the military presence in our state.
Thank you. Yeah, I assume you'll help me with that
process.
I
would be delighted.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else? With that, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2561. Colleagues, we're going to stand in at ease for a few minutes. Don't wander off, please. We're going to do the motions that we've indicated.
Okay, do you need me to make them?
The first one, yeah.
You might just,
I don't know what the motion is.
You might state the motion.
And the last time we turned off the sound prematurely, I got into trouble for that, so I'm glad you turned it back on. The committee will come back to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill or Senate Bill 925. The point of opening this is to get the bill back into committee so that we can take further action on it if that becomes indicated at a later time. Representative Bentz?
Chair, I move to suspend the rules to allow Senate Bill 925A to
return to
committee.
Right. Representative Bentz moves.
Reconsider the vote.
Members recant.
Moves that we suspend the rules to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which 925 was sent to the floor. Is there any discussion of that motion? Actually, that's an undebatable motion, isn't it? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Representative Bentz.
Right here.
Yeah.
I'm sure I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 925 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bentz moves that we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 925 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection to that motion? Seeing none, it is so ordered. Close the work session on Senate Bill 925. Open a work session on House Bill 2158. Let's try that one again. House Bill 2158. Representative Vega Peterson, what we'd like is a motion to move the bill to the Joint Tax Credit Committee and
without recommendation.
Chair, I move House Bill 2158 without recommendation to the Joint Tax Credit Committee.
Thank you. Representative Vega Peterson moves that we refer the bill, House Bill 2158, to the Joint Tax Credit Committee without recommendation. Colleagues, the reason that I wanted to take these two actions is to give ourselves the most maximum flexibility to deal with the final negotiations on the tax credit issue that we've been dealing with. At this point, I don't know whether that will be by amending and referring back to the floor Senate Bill 925, or amending and passing out from the Joint Tax Credit Committee another vehicle that would have the same effect. This gives us the maximum flexibility to do that. Is there further discussion? Representative Bentz, please.
Mr. Chair, I will be a no on the motion because I believe the vehicles in the Tax Credit Committee are adequate.
And you may very well be right. I'm being very cautious at this point. Any other discussion? I think we better call the roll.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Leininger?
Aye.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Representative Smith-Warner?
Aye.
Representative Whitson?
No.
Vice Chair Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bentz?
No.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. Motion carries. Bill goes to the Joint Tax Credit Committee. Close the work session on House Bill 2158. Colleagues, thank you so much for this unusual meeting time. Be prepared for a further action. And for that purpose, I'm not going to adjourn the meeting. I'm going to recess for the possibility of action later today on other matters. I'm not certain that that's going to happen at all, but please don't wander off until you've checked with me after floor. And with that, the committee stands in recess.